Now the train is moving from the village to Bombay.
Our young friend, Anak, is watching the landscape as the train is moving forward. He is watching his elderly friend, whose name is Videsh Modi. Videsh. And he's seeing that Videsh is writing on and on and on and on in the running train. And he's full of admiration. He finds that Videsh is not like him, because when he writes one sentence, then he has to take a pause, then he has to think, then he writes another sentence. Whereas this young man goes on writing on and on and on and on, page after page, full of admiration. Then when he finishes writing, let us say 1 hour, then Videsh turns to him and says, "You are feeling all right?" And he smiles. Then he says, "How are you able to write so fast, page after page?" So Videsh smiles and says, "It is a result of hard work. When I was as young as you are, I used to take a lot of time to write. But then I practiced on and on and on and on and on, untiringly. So if you want to write like me, you have to work on and on and on and on." And then he said, "You have to remember 2 things when you want to be a good writer." And he gives 2 important words. "You should be original in your writing. And you should be full of novelties in your writing." I should write down these 2 words because they are very important. "You should be original and you should have full of novelties in your writing." Frankly, our friend Anand did not know the meaning of the first word, original. What is the meaning of original? Anybody can tell me the meaning? What is original? Yes?
You are the only one who does that. You are the only one who does that.
Yes, good. You are the only one who does it. Anyone? What is the... Yes?
The true thing.
Yes? Same. True thing. Yes?
New ideas.
Good. I think all the 3 are...
Who? Not common.
Pardon?
Not common.
Excellent. I think each word which you have spoken is important. Not common. The true thing, which is not said by anybody else, you are the only one to say it. And what was the other?
New thing.
All the 4 words are correct. When you see the true is always at the origin. Therefore, that which comes from the origin is original. In fact, that is the most correct answer to the question. That which comes from truth, that which comes from the origin, is original.
But because many people are not able to read the true thing, and only a few people can reach, therefore it is not very common. So this answer is also correct. Original is that which is not common. Since very few people can do, it means that it is something true to yourself and nobody else. So this answer is also correct. And in the same way, original things are always new. Anyway, our friend Anath came to learn this new word, original. You should have originality. You should be original. And you should be able to say things in a new way, novelties. He was greatly struck. And then he began to ask him, how to be original? So, Videsh told him, in order to be original, you must know what others have done. What others have done, first of all, find out what others have done. Then, having known what others have done, you have to find what others have not done. And when you do what others have not done, then your writing is original. Fine. And how about novelty? So, Videsh told him, novelty has to do something with style. Now, a new word came in his mind. It has to do with style. Now, what is style? You understand the meaning of style, yes?
The look of something.
Huh? Look of something. Yes?
The way something is?
The way something is, good. Very nice. Anybody else? What is style? Yes, both answers are good. Yes. Yes, yes.
Fashion of, like, fashion?
Fashion.
Fashion. Yes, good. Fashion. Good. Yes?
Hairstyle, clothing.
Yes, hairstyle, clothing. Good.
It's the way you do things.
The way you do things, correct. Excellent. Style. Style is not only merely the way of doing, it is little more than that. It's not only a fashion. There should be a match between what you want to say and how you want to say. When the two meet together, then that makes a style. What you want to say and the way in which you say, when the two match together, that is called a style. Supposing you want to describe in a drama a man of the old times, where people used to have long hair and they used to bind their upper hairs in a bun. So if you are enacting a drama, you want to describe the man of the ancient times, but supposing you keep the hair as you are having now, it's not style.
you should describe what the way in which the old people at the ancient times used to comb their hair. It should be appropriate to that time. You want to describe sorrow. Do you know the meaning of sorrow? Yes?
Sadness.
Supposing you want to describe sorrow, how do you describe sorrow? You use certain words, no? Alas. No? So when you want to express sorrow, you use the word alas. What a pity. When you want to express laughter, expression should be like laughter, no? That's called style. What you want to say and the way you say, when the two match together, that is called style. So, Vinesh gave him three words during the short time of talking: original, novelty, and style. And this young boy began to reflect. Then he remembered his sister, Shilpa. The train is still going on. It will take 24 hours for the train to arrive at Bombay. It's a very far place. So, now he began to write a letter to his sister, because he was missing her very much. And he said, "I miss you very much, I remember you very much." And always he used to tell his sister all his inmost ideas. Whatever happened to him, he used to tell her. So he says, "Before I left, I went to our grandfather. And I could not have the time to tell you my talk with the grandfather. So I am now telling you through this letter. When I went to the grandfather, I felt very sad, because his eyes were full of tears. You know, our grandfather is a brave man, and to see tears in the eyes of a brave man, they moved me very much. And I told him, 'Why are the tears in your eyes?' So he said, 'I shall miss you very much. But before you go, I want to tell you, you have here all the facilities of a library, of laboratory, even all astronomical things you could see very easily. Maybe when you go out, you may not have all the facilities. Maybe that you will have many more facilities, even greater facilities. I do not know. Then he told me a story. The grandfather told him a story. Short story. Very short story. That story was from the Upanishad. The day before yesterday, I told you, you wrote down the word, no, Upanishad? You mentioned that word, Upanishad? Yes? He said, "I'll tell you a story from the Upanishad. There was a very great learned man. His name was Narad. N-A-R-A-D. His name was Narad. Very learned man. And he went to a teacher. And the name of the teacher was Sanat Kumar.
Upanishads have many stories. If you want to read some good stories, you read some Upanishads. You will find some very nice stories, short stories. And then, one of the stories is concerning Narada, a great learned man, and Sanat Kumar, the teacher. So the story says that Narada went to Sanat Kumar and said, I want to learn. A learned man asking the teacher, I still want to learn. So the teacher says, but you are a very learned man. Why do you want to learn? What do you want to learn? So he says, still I want to learn. So the teacher says, tell me first what you already know. So he gave a long list of all the kinds of studies. He knew about the earth, about the water, about the sky, about the fire. He knew the Vedas. He knew many sciences, astronomy, and grammar, and medicine. So many things he learned, he knew. So he gave a long list of all the things that he knew. He said, why do you want to learn more? What is there to want to learn? Why do you want to learn? So he said, I want to learn because I have still sorrow in my heart. It's a very important statement. I know so many things, but I still have sorrow in my heart. And I want to have that knowledge by which sorrow can be removed. Then Sanat Kumar said, I am very pleased with you. You may have so many books with you. So he told his grandson, look, you have seen so many books in our library. You may think that you have learned so much. When you go out, you will still learn much more. But do not imagine that you still have the knowledge. He said that all that you have learned so far is ignorance. I told you I am going to tell a story of ignorance, liberation and perfection. Right? So now the question is, what is ignorance? And I am now telling you the first answer which is given here. This is the first time that Anand learned that even if you have read so much, even if you know so much, you are still ignorant. Why? Because so long as you have sorrow in your heart, you are still in ignorance. This is the mark. So long as you have sorrow in the heart, remember, you do not have the knowledge. So Anand wrote to his sister, our grandfather told me this short story when I was leaving. And he said, my childhood, you will learn a lot when you go out. But remember, do not think as yet that you are free from ignorance. Remember that you have knowledge only when there is no shadow of sorrow in your heart. He said, everyone in the world around, excepting a few people, they have some kind of sorrow in their heart. Everyone feels, oh, I have not yet done what I should have done. Oh, there is still something remaining to be done. Oh, I want to do this.
Oh, he succeeded, I failed. What should I do? I don't know where to turn. Everyone is in this world in some kind of a pain, some kind of a sorrow. Sorrow comes from ignorance. Therefore, until you gain a state where there is no sorrow, remember, you have no knowledge. You may have information. Hari explained further, the grandfather explained. You may have information. You may have ideas, but you have no knowledge. You may have information, you may have ideas, but you may not have still the knowledge. Then he said, I wanted to ask the grandfather, what is information, what is ideas, what is knowledge? But I had no time. I could not ask him this question. When you get time with the grandfather, please ask him and write to me what he has to say, what is information, what is ideas, what is knowledge. He said, I am now full of this question in my mind, and I will post this letter as soon as I reach the station, next station. And my address in Bombay is the following. And ask the grandfather and send me the reply as soon as possible. So he finished his letter. In the meantime, I will ask you also to think about this. What is information? What is ideas? And what is knowledge? We shall discuss this question tomorrow, because let us see, Shweta receives the letter, she will ask the grandfather, and maybe she will be able to answer the question. Then we shall see what answer he received. Till that time, keep this question in your own mind. What is information? What is ideas? And what is knowledge? But in his mind, now he began to think, what is ignorance? And his grandfather had told him the story of Sanat Kumar, who told his pupil Narad, so long as there is sorrow in the heart, you do not have the knowledge. You have ignorance. It's a very big question. What is ignorance? Fine. In the meantime now, he turned to his friend who was sitting by his side. And he was still writing on and on and on. And then he asked him, why are you writing so much? So he said, look, I am the editor of a big journal called, what was the name of his journal?
Creativity.
Creativity. Right? Creativity. So he said, what is creativity? What is creativity?
Create.
And? Yes?
To create something?
To create something, yes. But what is the meaning of create something? Yes?
To make something?
To make something, yes. Yes? No? Yes?
Many ideas?
Many ideas?
To do something?
To do something?
To make something you built up, to make something you invented?
Good, you have two words you have spoken. First word is not correct, second word is correct. Yes? Yes? There is a difference between productivity and creativity. Right? There are two words. You produce something and you create something. It's a difference between the two. Yes? Yes? Huh? To prepare something. To prepare is only preparing for creation. It is only an effort, but not creativity. It may be creativity, but not necessarily. What is creativity? Yes?
To make something new.
Good. To make something new. Yes?
To make up a form.
To make up or form. Form. This is the important word. To form. Good. This is a very nice word. To form. You can produce, but to make a form, that is important. I can produce a chair. It is production of a chair. But if I give a form to the chair, then that is creativity. That is creation. To give a form. Form is important for creativity. Whenever you can give a form, when you can make an image, yes?
Creativity is the way of doing things.
Pardon?
I think creativity is the way of doing things.
Is the way of?
The way of doing things.
Of doing, yes. Yes, it is way of doing. It's not only manufacturing, it's a way of doing. Yes, yes.
Create new things,
yeah, it should be new. But new with a new form, that is important. The form is an important word. Right? So let us see. Anyway, say, I am the editor of creativity and I have to write a lot every day. I have to write letters, I have to write articles, I have to make comments, I have to make criticisms. So I have to write a lot. So he said, how can you do so much of work? You don't get tired. He said, yes. It requires a lot of labor, but you have to be practicing all the time. When you practice a lot, then you don't get tired so soon. He said, you should have a real ambition to do something in the world, to become great. These again new words have come in his mind. You should have ambition. You should be great. I write down these two words because they are very important words. Now you can see that in his mind new ideas were welling up. What is ambition? What is to be great? Yes?
Aim.
Very great aim. No? Good. Yes?
To do something very much.
Yes? Anybody else? Ambition. Anyway, he said that you should have ambition. And then he asked himself, do I have ambition? He asked this question to himself. Do I have ambition? Do I want to do something? It was a new idea in his mind because the way in which he was living his life, there was so much of simplicity, so much of richness, so much of leisure, so much of love, so much of affection. So, he was very happy. In that state of happiness,
He had no ambition. He asked himself, have I ambition? And he found that he had no ambition. He had stood first, but it was not his ambition to stand first, no. Yes?
He was ambitious because he was ambitious because if he had he wanted to know what if he had ambition in himself, so he was ambitious.
Good, I am very pleased with your answer. Very, very pleased. But he thought that he had no ambition. You should be with him to tell him, look, you have ambition. But he did not realize because his life was so happy. You know, when your life is simple, when life is rich, then you have a lot of leisure and you have a lot of love and affection from all sides. He was very happy and he felt he had no ambition. But now a new idea entered into his mind. I should have ambition. And when this idea entered into his mind, there was a bombardment in his mind, you know. You can see that this straight journey was a very important journey. As he was moving, little by little, new ideas were coming up into his mind. And his mind was, as it were, in a turmoil, like a storm was rising in his mind. Originality, novelty, information, knowledge, ignorance, and now ambition, and to be great. All these ideas were swimming in his mind. For some time he was very quiet. The train was just moving on and on and on and on. His friend was busy all the time, so hardly had any time to talk to him. It was night after some time, and the train was still running. But unlike on other days, today was the first day when he had no sleep. His ideas were still swimming, how to become original. So he said, unless I read everything in the world, how can I be original? What a tremendous pressure on the mind, imagine. Unless I read everything else, all that has been written so far, how shall I be original? It was a tremendous pressure on his mind. If somebody said, be original, and if there is not a wise friend near you, to explain to you the process by which you can become original, you know what happens, and this is what happened to this young boy. Unless I read everything in the world, I cannot be original. And that put a great sorrow in his heart. And he decided now when he goes to Bombay, he'll read everything. Everything. Then he can become original. Then he was asking this question, how to have ambition? To be original itself is an ambition, he concluded. Yes, I want to be original, and that is ambition. Good. I want to write something new as fast as my friend is writing. These three ideas were running in his mind the whole night. And he had no sleep. By the morning time, you could see that this young boy, who was all the time fresh and cheerful and happy, now he had become quite sorrowful, full of uncertainties. His mind had become clogged. Something had before him which it was impossible to realize immediately. How to read everything in the world so far, then he can produce something original. his mind was blocked. So in the morning when he got up, he was waiting to ask a question to his friend. The train was still running. And he asked his friend, it was a very interesting question. It is a result of the whole night's deliberation. He had come to a question. How to study? It's a very easy question in a way. But this was a new question in his mind. How to study? He was studying all the time. He had come first in the examination. But now the question was how to study. Because he wanted to read everything. Wanted to study everything. Now the question was how to study everything. So this is a new question. How to study everything? Is there a way of studying everything? Can you think of it? He asks this question of Vidish. How to study? So, his friend said, it's a very interesting answer he gave. To study anything, you should first collect in your mind all the ideas you have without studying. This was his first advice. If you are asked to study something, then you collect all the ideas you have before studying. If I ask you the question, what is a tree? Now, if you study the tree, you will have some answer. But before studying, whatever answers come to your mind, you first collect them and write down. Then you find out whether the ideas that you have are sufficient, whether anything is still incomplete. And if there is something incomplete, then you open a book and ask as to how to fill up that which is incomplete. Good. So far so good. But now the big problem arose in his mind. You remember this young boy was a very bright boy. Very intelligent boy. Very serious boy. Sincere boy. He was a budding thinker. A budding philosopher. So now you can see that now a new germ has started in his mind. And he's asking the question, what is matter? You know, all over the world you see, and he found the whole world is, there is one thing which is common in all the things around. And what is it? Matter. You know the meaning of matter? This is the question that he began to ask in his mind. What is matter? Why did he get this question? Because everything that he saw around, he saw everything was matter. This body is matter. The train was material. The trees that were passing were also material. The grounds, the landscapes that he was seeing were all matter. So, this was the question which came to his mind, what is matter? Now, can anybody answer the question, what is matter? He began to ask this question. But no answer was coming in his mind, what is matter? Yes, I have got five, yes. Good answers, good. I'll start from here.
Matter is everything that occupies space.
Excellent. Matter is everything that occupies space. Good. Same? Good. Yes?
Matter is mass, but weight also.
Matter?
Mass, weight.
Mass and weight. Good.
Mass is everything that solid, liquid, or gas.
Pardon?
Mass
is solid, liquid and gas. Excellent. Then good. There are five people, no? 1, 2, 3. Where are the other two? From this side. But I'm very pleased with your answers. Anything that occupies space is matter. Yes?
Anything that you can sense also is matter?
Anything that you can see.
Sense, yes.
Huh?
She says sense.
Anything that you can sense, excellent, even better. I'm extremely pleased with your answers. Extremely pleased. Yes?
Time.
Huh?
Time.
Time. Time is matter. This is Einstein. Excellent. Excellent. Time that you cannot see with your eyes, he says, is also matter. This is what Einstein said. Time that you cannot see is the fourth dimension of matter. Yes? Matter? Matter is that which you find all around. Excellent. I think you should write down all these answers because each one of these answers is correct. So now you have collected all the ideas that you have with regard to matter. This is the way of studying. Before you study matter, you have collected all the ideas. What is matter? So he collected all these ideas. I did not tell you, but now you have told me these answers, and these are his answers which you got mine. He had studied physics already to some extent. So he knew what was matter, and he gave all these answers. So you write down all these answers, Very good answers. That which occupies space. Then, that which you can sense. That which is all around you. That which is in the state of either solid or liquid or gas. And matter is time. Excellent. All these good ideas. Any left out? Any left out? I think I've connected all the ideas, no? Good. Now we start study. This is the beginning of study. What is study? You begin, you collect all the ideas you have so far, which he collected now, and he says, now let me see what is matter. Then he took a piece of dust, which was in the compartment of the train. It's also matter, no? A particle of dust is matter, right? So he took up a particle of dust and he asked, if I break it further, what remains? Pardon?
Small pieces.
Supposing there's a particle of dust and you break it and you get small pieces. Then he said, let me break further. Then what happens? Yes? Yes, molecules, yes, good. Yes.
You have atoms.
You have atoms. You have got atoms, you have got molecules. Good. Then, now you break further. That was his question. He's now studying matter. Imagine in his own mind. The train is running, but his mind was full of questions. Yes. Pardon?
Neutrons and protons.
Huh?
Neutrons
and protons. Good. Now you break further. That was his question. You break further. He's studying matter. You break further. And now his mind was blocked. He was tired. He was starting the study of matter, and this was his first experiment. Take a particle of dust and break it. And break it, and break it, and break it. And the mind was blocked. By this time, the train was now entering into Bombay Central. You know, Bombay Central is a big station in Bombay. And as he entered into Bombay Central, normally when you see a new place, you feel excited.
You want to see all around.
But here this young boy, he had many, many ideas in his mind. Such a big occupation in the mind. He remembered Narad, Sanat Kumar, information, ideas, knowledge, originality, novelty. And now new questions about creativity, about style. And then there's new questions about matter. He was not able to come to a conclusion. There was no joy in his heart in seeing this Bombay. A city which excites everybody, with tall buildings and trams and buses and humdrum of life, hustle and bustle. The boy didn't feel anything of the kind. His mind was full of these questions in his mind. His mind was stumped. You know the meaning of stumped? When you are stunned, what happens? You know the meaning of stunned, being stunned? Yes? Oh, good, excellent. What is your name?
Angelo.
Oh, good, excellent. When you become immobile? Yes?
To be stuck,
yes, good. You become immobile, you become stuck, yes?
Paralyzed,
good. His mind was paralyzed. This is very important. A young boy coming from Jodhpur, a small village, coming to Bombay. His mind is now stunned. There is no joy, no excitement, no fun. The mind is full of questions, there is no answer, and the mind is stunned. Videsh, who is with him now, takes him in a taxi and goes to his house. It's a huge house again. He was in a big house. In Bombay, Videsh has a very huge house. His house is called White House. The house itself is called White House. Beautiful White House. The whole color was white. Beautiful. If you go to Bombay, you go to Malbagan. It's a beautiful place near the sea. You know, Bombay is situated on the ocean, on the bank of an ocean. And on the ocean, there are three places which are very beautiful. One is called Malabar Hill. That is on a hill near the ocean. Second part is called Chopati. It's the middle part of the ocean, the bank of the ocean. And on the third part is the Queen's Necklace. A beautiful round is called Queen's Necklace. So if you stand at the ocean's bank, you can see these three things simultaneously. One day if anybody gives a picture, have a picture of Bombay, or you can show the picture of Bombay, and you will see this beautiful crescent. Now this house was located on Malbagan, on a hill. So the car went up to the hill, and stopped at a huge building which was on the, it was written on it, White House. Beautiful house. Now, tomorrow we shall see this White House. Alright, let's see what it contains and how the boy now moves forward.